Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm a curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. And delighted that you can join us for the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, followed by the readings. And after that we'll have the creed. For the eighth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty Lord and everlasting God, we beseech you to direct, sanctify and govern both our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul. Through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The reading today is from the Book of Psalms, and it's Psalm number 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foes and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what are mere mortals that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned them with glory and honour. You have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us unto Pontius Pilate. he suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you this Sunday morning. Today we are rounding off our series on the five marks of a mission. And today we are looking at the fifth and final mark, to treasure. This mark means to treasure is an environmental mark of mission. And the aim of this mark is to safeguard the integrity of creation and sustain and renew the life of the earth. It's so easy to see that our environment is changing. Over the past century, there has been a steep increase in our population, which is forecast to reach 12.3 billion people by 2100. This automatically means that consumption will continue to increase. Consumption of gas, electricity, and other finite resources are increasing, while our supply of these things are decreasing. And over the past years, we have experienced the warmest temperature the Earth has ever seen. A few weeks ago here in Reigate, it got to 40 degrees. I don't think I've ever witnessed that heat in this country in my life. Along with the increase of the Earth's temperature, not helped by the mass deforestation, comes an increase in flooding as sea levels rise. And this has caused an increase in extreme weather events. Now, the blame for this increase in consumption and therefore change in our environment can mainly be attributed to people in the West, in countries that are considered to be developed. If everyone in the world had the level of consumption that the West does, we would need three planets to sustain our life. All of these facts point to a big problem, and that problem is the relationships humans have with our world. Our passage this morning, Psalm 8, is a great passage, but our problem with hearing Psalm 8 may be our affluence. You see, most of us, I know, are so used to being more or less well off and more or less comfortable that we have difficulty hearing texts from the margins, from the perspective of the underdog or the endangered. And the result is not only confusion, but potentially destructive misuse. The issue in Psalm 8, as in Genesis 1, is the relationship between humanity, which is us, and the rest of the creation. Psalm 8 sings the old creation story, rejoicing again and being made little less than divine, which means having dominion over the works of God and our creation. You see, creation is not merely a one-time act in the beginning, but an ongoing work and a gift of God that makes us realise ever anew how majestic God's name is in all the earth. The problem, as we have heard often, is that one generation's dominion of the earth becomes a later generation's exploitation. And woe to the earth and woe to us if we think that this psalm gives us license to do whatever is in our power to ravish the earth and use up our resources. We as humans have been predisposed to exploitation of this world, and we have misinterpreted the word dominion, and we have forgotten to care for God's gift to us. We have historically been selfish people. Even more now, we are so centred on ourselves that we very rarely, I would say, think about anyone else, never mind anything else. And instead of caring for our creation, we have abused it. And we, as the human race, have left this world battered and broken. If you're anything like me, when I see a problem, I want to fix the problem. But this problem is just a working out of a much deeper issue that we have as humans. We have somehow lost our awe of God. We have somehow, as a nation and a people, lost our appreciation for our Maker. We take so much for granted in our lives that we forget where the source is. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. When was the last time that you went outside and were in awe of the majesty of God? When was the last time you looked at the moon and the stars and felt small and felt insignificant? A few years ago, I got to go to a place in Devon called Lee Abbey. And Lee Abbey is a beautiful Christian retreat centre built on a cliff in Devon. And when you go there, as when you stand at the front of the building and you look out over the sea, that is all that you can see. You're surrounded by the beauty of creation. The best thing about Lee Abbey, though, is that it is in what is called a dark zone. That means that at night, there are no lights that will stop you from seeing the stars. And I was there over New Year, I think. And one night I was outside with a friend of mine and we looked up. And I have never seen anything so beautiful in my life. And in that moment, I really felt small. I really almost glimpsed the glory of God in creation. But it is clear that when we look around in the world, we can see the effects that we have had on creation. But thankfully, that is not the end of the story. The mark of mission is a call to action. It's not a woe is us, look what we have done. Looking to the future, we as Christians must move forward with the knowledge that having dominion, being made little lower than the angels, is a gift from God. It's not something to be abused. Christianity is now in the 21st century and more so over the past few years, blazing a path by setting an example through movements of Christian people around the world who are dedicated to taking care and loving our creation. Organisations such as Arosha, Eco Church and the Church of England are paving a way for a better and brighter future where Christians take on the responsibility that God has blessed us with. It's important to remember that we are not God and that the earth was here before us. It will be here after us. And it was given to us as a gift from God. Although it is true that we as Christians have at times incorrectly interpreted the scriptures, now we must forcefully reject the notion that our being created in God's image gives us dominion over the earth, and that justifies dominance over other creatures. It's important that to restore mankind to our rightful place we must look to Creator God. We must give up our claims of dominance and rule over the earth. We must look to our Creator rather than created things. And moving forward, creation care cannot be ignored. And we need to begin to address the idols of consumerism and materialism, which are the foundational reasons why the earth is in danger as it is now. We must come to the realization that, as Romans 11 states, for from him and through him and for him are all things. The world and everything in it was made to reflect the glory of God. And as humans, we have a part in that. But also, as being made in the image of God, we have a responsibility to take care of the things that God has made for us to enjoy. This mark of mission to treasure is a difficult one. It's a hard one because it makes us look at our actions. It makes us look at ourselves. It makes us look at our priorities and the type of people that we are. But we can believe that God is faithful and just. And when we turn to him and when we ask for his help, he will help us. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this earth that you have made. And Father, I am sorry for the times where I have abused your creation, where I have been selfish, where I have only thought of myself. Help us, Lord, as we move forward as a church, to make caring for what you have made a priority. Help us to fulfill our call as good stewards of the things that you have made. And help us to be a part of you reconciling all things to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth, our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority unto her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name For all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who with great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ said unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul says. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John said. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And you respond, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. You might take a moment now to get some bread and some wine so that you can take this in a spiritual fashion. We know we can't take it physically together, but we can join together spiritually. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, with thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy body by thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is also the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And we join together in worshipping God in the words of the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.